Clap your ears, wag your tail, do the doggy dance. Clap your ears, wag your tail, do the doggy dance.
Here we are with Belinda Jones. She's the author of Bodhi, On the Road, Travels with a Rescue Pup in the Dogged Pursuit of Happiness. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, Tom. Hi.
What a pleasure. So this is a new book in America, right?
Yeah, it just came out last week. It's just been out, well, very recent. It's my first ever hardcover. And I think probably because it's such a labor of love, because it's about my dog, it's a bit extra special to me. I've written a lot of fiction before and things with travel themes. But now, you know, my two greatest passions, travel and dogs, combine in this book.
Bodhi was on the road with you wherever you went?
Yes, exactly. I just rescued him a couple of weeks, he'd fallen in love with this English Mastiff in Los Angeles, which is where I rescued him. He was from Pryor's Planet, Richard Pryor's widow Jennifer. She rescues dogs. And the English Mastiff moved to Portland, and my dog was pining. I was a bit heartbroken at the time, and there's nothing I could do about my miserable heartbreak, but I thought, well, I can reunite him with this English Mastiff. So I thought, okay, we're going to do this road trip to Portland. And at the time I was a little miserable, and I didn't really know how to make myself happy, but I thought, so easy to make Bodhi happy. So I started looking at things really to entertain him along the way. And so it was very much geared to dog adventures. And it surprised me each step of the way. I was finding more and more things, because this was my first ever dog. Mm-hmm. Surprised me how many, like even taking him to a drive-in movie down the road here in San Luis Obispo, although he did bark at everything, every movement, the screen, the trucks pulling up, people hanging out in the back of the truck. And we took him on a bay cruise in San Francisco and up to Sunol, just outside San Francisco, mm-hmm. where the dog was elected mayor. And he got to try Kennel No. 5 Furfume in Carmel and have yappy hour at Doris Day's Hotel, Cypress Inn. And, you know, met with a pet psychic in Portland and went on a pack run in the wilds of Oregon. So fun.
Does Bodhi know he's spoiled?
He does. And the funny thing about it, considering he was, you know, picked up in sort of gangland LA, he's got a bit kind of picky about hotels. Like, he really, when he's at posh hotels, he gets, like, your dog, the Lipizzaner, sort of prance to his walk. And he's like, yeah, this is up to speed. But a couple of the motels we stayed in, he was very resistant. And I don't know, he's just like, no, I've you know, raised my standards now. I can't go back. So he did get a bit picky. But the San Isidro Ranch that is, you know, currently being rebuilt because of the mudslides, but he's actually on the VIP welcome letter there, because he got a doggy massage, and he pulled this kind of perfect yoga pose as he was getting the massage, and I happened to take a picture, so they thought it was quite amusing. So he's ended up on their leaflets. I mean, that's the American dream right there, isn't it? To go from being a shelter dog to
being a star.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he's always got a big grin on his face. Mm-hmm.
So some more Bodhi adventures, highlights.
That was our first trip, and that was just a couple of weeks in. But since then, we've actually been to 30 U.S. states. I'd like to do the full 50 with him. We crossed the country a couple of times. I mean, the thing is, you just can't beat the natural experiences with the dogs. And I wasn't a particularly outdoorsy person before I got him, and he's really changed my whole... I didn't even own a pair of jeans. I mean, it was, you know... So the sand dunes in both, actually the Oregon dunes, but White Sands National Monument in New Mexico.
Did Bodhi sled down the sand?
In his own way. I mean, I just thought that landscape, and especially being British, anything, you know, here that's just the huge skies, the vastness of America, that really, I don't know, really makes my heart sort of fling wide open. And I think, so that side of thing, the natural beauty, and again, like I say, hunting out those places. I used to be a city person and a shopping person, and I could care less about that. I just, you know, want to go on adventures with him.
So it was Bodhi that changed you?
Oh, completely. And changed the way I travel, absolutely. And I mean, we had a really good time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and so many places, obviously Colorado, and all the way across to Virginia. And there was a particularly lovely dog park kind of with a big pond in Delaware. And yeah, it's just made me view things in a different way. And I love having that companion. And people say, oh, you drove across America by yourself. And I'm like, no, the dog was with me. I had the best companion ever. You know, someone that wakes up and is game for anything each and every day.
Very, very cool. And what sort of vehicle do you guys drive?
Well, the first trip, actually, there was a Honda Element because they had this special geared up for dogs, and it had the little fan in the back and a kind of mesh sort of crate area. It even had like bone theme on the rubber mats. And then
that's a doggy mobile.
That was fully doggy. And sadly, they don't make those anymore.
So you could have ordered one then, huh?
I wish we'd we only had that for the first road trip. And then I had a lifelong ambition of wanting to drive like an old Mercedes. So I had this big old tank of a thing. So not especially dog friendly, but it drove like a dream. And then, Ford Escape was really great and practical and everything. But at the moment, we're back in England and we're doing virtually all our transport is trains and buses there. I've only ever driven in America. I like the big highways and the space. And in Devon, it's very narrow lanes and you have to be very precise and skilled. And I'm not sure I'm that good of a driver.
So. I call it bumper car driving.
Exactly. And you have to reverse into hedges and kind of hold your breath in as people go by. So, yeah, the trains completely dog friendly there, and that's actually really easy. It's 10 minutes to the beach for us. So
does Bodhi like the train?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he totally does. He has got into making some interesting kind of Scooby-Doo noises that he's got a lot chattier since being in England for some reason. Like he was never that vocal, but you know, it just amuses people. Yeah,
he likes to talk.
Yeah, he really does like to talk.
So talk to us about the thematic thread and how the book is laid out. Series of chapters of different
yes,
adventures.
Absolutely. So they did ask me, the publishers asked me to name the chapters. So that was actually really fun. I mean, so we've got Cocktails, Chez Doris Day, I mentioned that hotel there. Bo Derek on a bicycle, because when we were in Los Olivos, she went cycling by. The dog Mare, I've mentioned Snoopy Museum. We went, actually Bodhi went on a daycare thing, but I went to the Charles Schultz Museum mm-hmm. in Santa Rosa. And that was, I found it really moving, actually, learning so much more about his life. And he had a sort of melancholia and used that side of things, you know, humor to kind of get through things. That was fascinating. Fufu LeBlanc is one chapter that was, you know, in Napa. There's a Mutt Lynch winery that's named for all the labels on the wine is dog themed, and they had a greyhound that was a former Australian champion greyhound. And it was a lot of it was the people you meet along the way. I think you know, you go on this canine adventure, but you meet some lovely humans. I do like dog people.
And how about Bodhi meeting other doggies? Did you have some fun doggy interactions?
Oh, yeah. I think for me, certainly one of the best things watching him interacting with other dogs was this pack run in Oregon. I'd never been, you know, I was a cat person until I got Bodhi. And so I'd never actually been around that many dogs. I used to volunteer at the Glendale Humane Society. I was a cat socializer. And they used to say, can you help us walk the dogs? And I was like, oh, I don't get dogs. So to be out on a pack run with these dogs all seemingly running wild in the wilds of Oregon, but then the guy running it, you know, he'd just click his fingers with a little whistle and the whole pack looks up and turns in a different direction. And I think it was that seeing them all at their natural instincts. And I mean, but Bodhi was the most annoying dog of the pack, because I was like, how do they all get on, you know? And they kind of pack them all into this van to drive them out to this beauty spot. But yeah, Bodhi kind of was the antisocial annoyed because he was just in everyone's face and wanted to play, whereas they were more in, used to doing that.
And did Bodhi come to the Central Coast?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And a highlight for Bodhi would
completely.
Be?
Completely. This is such a special place for me. I think Bodhi and I, this is a place where you just really take a breath, exhale, relax. There's a contentment factor here, like nothing else. I've got some lovely pictures of Bodhi sat on the bench over at Morro Bay. And it's in Cambria. We had, you know, obviously we had to go and have some pie there. But there was, I think there's something here you can just sit and just be, and you don't feel like you need anything else. It's just very satisfying looking out.
If Bodhi could pick his special place on the Central Coast, where would he drive his car to?
Oh, where? Well, it would have to be a beach. I mean, we enjoy walking along Moonstone Beach, but that wasn't where he could have a romp. I remember just sitting and this sunset that we had when we were here. So actually, right here.
In Morro Bay.
Right here in Morro Bay.
So Bodhi's a little biased then.
He is a little biased. best, yeah. And you know when he's having a good time. He sighs. Like, he does have a fully contented sigh. Mm-hmm. And he's a big grinning dog. He's a chunky dog. And he's got this comic underbite with a tooth missing, but he's got an unmistakable smile. And this certainly put a smile on his face here.
I love it. Buddy, the best-selling author dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, he's born to be a star. He loves any amount of attention. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to keep you for the whole afternoon, but Solvang is calling Miss Belinda.
Yes, that's right. Doing a book signing at the Wandering Dog Wine Bar. You can't get more appropriate than that, can you?
That's so cool. Belinda, to find out more about your book, the name and how somebody could order it.
Yeah. So Bodhi on the Road is the name of the book. It's also the name of our dog travel website, so bodhiontheroad.com. All the information's there. Yeah, you can get it from Amazon, independent bookstores, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. It should be all around. An ebook too, yes.
Belinda Jones, thank you so much for stopping in and visiting me here in Morro Bay. This has been a perfect day on the bay, huh?
Oh, it has been utterly idyllic. And Tom, thank you for bringing your dog Tuggy along. That really, I've been missing my dog Bodhi, and this has been a very special day for me. Thank you.
And Tuggy says you're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Morro Bay, California. We'll see you here.
I want a little doggy to tell my troubles to. I used to have my baby.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkan Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.
Right. A chihuahua that can rumba if you like the Latin type.
A poodle
with a pedigree that's easy twice the size, and a mixed-up canine monster that we've yet to analyze.
Do you think a cat could rate?
No, no, they stay out too late. And wolves don't knock me out. 'Cause I know what they're howling about.
Want a little doggy?
Yes, I do. I want a little doggy. I want a little doggy to pet when I